How's everybody doing? All right, I'm going to steal one from Matt. If you could hear me in the back, say shh. Oh, one try. Nice. Everyone, welcome to Powder Keg Pitch Night. We're talking all about AI, and we are pumped to have y'all here. I'm Nate Spengel, head of community here at Powder Keg, and we have a rock star lineup. Super excited to dive into everything tonight. But before I do that, I'll be brief. I want to say earlier today, huge shout out to the crew at Dream Fuel. Kevin, if you're back there, Kevin, put your hand up. You might not need to. Kevin and the team at Dream Fuel ran some mental performance coaching for executives in the Powder Keg community down at Switchboard. And I'm hearing some rave reviews, Kevin. So great work to them. Very thankful to have Dream Fuel as a partner. And Powder Keg's all about community impact. So it's awesome to be back down here in Fountain Square. You're talking about tight-knit communities. The Fountain Square community, you can't go, 5 minutes without talking to someone from Fountain Square before they tell you they're from Fountain Square, right? That's funny. You guys could laugh. But to talk to us about Switchboard, which is where the mental performance coaching was, I'm introducing Emily Van Ness to the stage. Put your hands together. Yeah. Come on. Give her a welcome.
Thank you, Nate. Hi, my name is Emily. I am the director of Switchboard, which is a co-working space here in Fountain Square. And we are thrilled to be the community sponsor for this event. We love Powder Keg. We love what you're doing and gathering people together across the tech fields. We have, in our two locations now, 57 private offices, two co-working spaces, 5 meeting rooms. So think about this. I'm sure the tech community is no stranger to co-working spaces. I would guess, show of hands, how many of you have worked in a co-working space before with your companies? Most of the people here. So think about us if you're thinking about remote workforce, if you're thinking about offsite meeting space, even things like we were able to host Dream Fuel today, which was amazing. So our founder, Rex Fisher, is in the audience, I believe. Are you still here? Oh, yay, right in the back. I'm here as well. Feel free to ask us any questions you have. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Emily. Just about time. We're talking about also amazing community sponsors, partners with Powder Keg. The Hi-Fi, not just a great event for Pitch Night, also they have some of the best artists that come through town stop at Hi-Fi. So definitely if you make it down here on a weekend, I've been down here a few times for some shows and it's awesome. And the Annex out back, great place for a show. Last time we were on the stage, we talked with our friends, Max Yoder, you might know him, Jeb Banner. We talked all about creativity. If you weren't in the crowd last time, that's going to be going live on the Get In podcast next Wednesday. So, subtle plug, subscribe to our podcast. We put out a ton of content there, all in partnership with our friends at Casted. Now, Lindsay is not in the crowd tonight, I don't believe. I think she's like enjoying the sunny weather of Arizona currently, but Casted is who hosts all of our podcasts. We have not only the Get In podcast, but also I thought the next slide was going to be the Unvalley podcast that Matt has some amazing guests like Gary Vaynerchuk, Sam Parr, and the list goes on and on. One last shout out for our sponsors is our newest sponsor, Audily, our newest partner. They help produce all of our podcasts. We are super excited to dig in with them and keep making some amazing content for you all to get into. So if you're, that was funny too, guys. You could have laughed at that. And without further ado, please subscribe to our podcast for the third time. I'd like to thank all of our partners again. Elevate, Invest, Well-Crafted, Audily, Casted. And welcome to the stage, the one, the only, Mr. Matt Hunkler. Thanks, y'all.
Let's hear it for Nate Spangle. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's great to be back at the Hi-Fi. I am so excited for this evening. We're going to talk about some really interesting topics. But I'm going to dive right in because we have so much untapped potential right now. And that's what Powder Keg is all about, is finding the leaders in our tech community and helping them reach their full potential so that we as a community can reach our full potential. I love seeing everyone here. Please don't be afraid to step forward and closer to the stage. No one over here is gonna bite. We have lots of great seating. We have 2 more chairs up here if you get tired, but it's a musical chair, so there's really 2 left. Thank you so much for being here because we're going to dive into some interesting topics. AI. For me, I don't know about you all, but this most recently kind of really got on my radar in 2018 when Elon Musk went on the Joe Rogan podcast, and Joe Rogan was kind of talking to Elon, and he was like, I have tried to tell people to take AI seriously. I've tried to get them to regulate it, and it has been futile. We are all doomed. And so I was like, whoa, AI. If Elon is saying that like we're doomed with AI, maybe there's something here and we need to kind of pay attention. The good news is so many amazing things have been done with AI. I think we're the opposite of doomed. I think we're really kind of going into a new era. And just talking to the hundreds, now thousands of founders that are in this community across the country, there are just incredible products being built. Just last year, this amazing technology came out. If you don't know this video, this was a year ago, what it looked like for AI to generate video. This is Will Smith eating spaghetti. This went viral, and it's a little bit terrifying. Fast forward to a couple weeks ago, AI is producing video that looks like this now. That's just a year. The Will Smith video came out, again, if you want to see how horrifying this was. This was last March, and this was less than a year later in February, and we're just accelerating. There are so many breakthroughs that are happening right now in AI. This is one of the more interesting ones that I saw. There's literally hundreds of millions of dollars now going into building superhuman software engineers. So think about having that as a technical co-founder or someone to support your technical co-founder as you're building a startup. Thinking about what it's like to work with different AI-powered team members. One of our advisors who I'm about to bring up to the stage, their team is experimenting with that and actually creating a visual interface so it's like talking to a human. A video that is AI that recognizes your own facial features. Hundreds of millions of dollars, $700 million went into software to help power AI robots. When I first read that, this was what I first thought of, AI powered robots. But when I really think about it, and all of the things that could do to help support humanity, I started to get actually kind of excited. And then I also noticed that our friend from 2018 said, hey, bring it on. So he's kind of changed his tune on AI. And I'm really excited about the future. I think that there's all kinds of crazy creative ideas that our team has been experimenting with. We've made some upgrades to the platform. Some of you, I know, were onboarded onto the new platform this week and last week. Thank you, all of you, for being in those sessions. It's been really fun getting in there and seeing some of the conversation happening. We have the opportunity to build the future that we want to build. And the tools that we're talking about today, the startups that you'll see pitch, are a part of that future. This is probably the most important thing to me, is that AI without humanity is dumb. And that's really clear to me when you start seeing things like the Will Smith eating spaghetti video and some of the other things that are being produced out there. But when you start seeing the amazing things that people in this community are creating and using AI to power and using AI to serve their customers better, I get really excited. One of our exhibiting companies over here, I know, has built AI into their product to make it easier for nonprofits to raise money, and they're raising hundreds of millions of dollars for nonprofits using this kind of technology, making the world a better place. I could go on and on, but I wanted to use this one because it was such an awesome photo and I knew they'd be here tonight. I know everyone here is playing around with this stuff, finding ways to really implement it in their businesses. But tonight we've got a couple of companies from our executive community that are going to be presenting. These are folks who, like all of you in the room here, are at a company that is scaling. They're part of our ecosystem. They're part of our community. And what we want to do is find a way to build more humanity around that. So one of the things I wanted to announce for Powder Keg today, and some of you that were in the onboardings this week already know about this, but we are bringing core groups to our community. So we're rolling this out starting in April. As an executive member, you will now have the opportunity to get paired with 8 to 10 other executives across the country in all of the markets that we serve, so that you can, on a quarterly call, connect with your other humans, fellow humans, and share what's really going on. I see a couple of the CEOs in our CEO core groups out here in the audience today, and I'm really excited to see in person some of the conversations that are happening there and seeing just how much it's pushing people forward and continuing to grow. So if that's something you want to be involved with, please send me an email, Meg, Nate, anyone on the Powder Keg team, an email. We'll get you matched up. We launched an awesome new platform today. I wanted to give a huge shout out to Engineered Innovation Group. We launched this actually 2 weeks ago, and we've seen lots of conversations happening, not just from our members here in Indianapolis, but across the country. You know, DC, San Francisco, LA, Chicago. People are in there having conversations, learning from one another, getting to connect with the biggest opportunities outside of Silicon Valley. And that's what we're going to talk about here today. So without further ado, here's what you're going to have this evening. You're going to have a panel of three experts in AI, which I'm about to introduce. We're going to have a little bit of discussion about some of the interesting things that they're seeing in their organizations from a very unique vantage point. Then we're going to hear three pitches. Two awesome companies, one that came down from Chicago to pitch his marketing tech company that's using AI in a really interesting way. He was doing it since before ChatGPT was cool. And then we have another amazing health tech entrepreneur from right here in Indianapolis that has really scaled to do something incredibly remarkable in the healthcare space. And then to close it, we've got none other than Toph Day from Elevate Ventures to give you a state of AI in Indiana. And so more than 500 portfolio companies at Elevate Ventures. He's going to come up here and tell you a little bit about the trends that he's seeing. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce our advisors. But first, I want to practice giving everyone a warm welcome to the stage. So let's just do a dry run through, because the more these folks feel the energy from you when I bring them up on the stage, we're going to play the walk-up music, and we're just going to do a test real quick. So we'll do 3, 2, 1. There we go. Okay, all right, cool. We got the vibe. All right, I just wanna do Hi-Fi justice. This venue is so freaking cool. Amazing acts have been on this stage, and you're about to see some amazing acts here with our advisors. All right, our first advisor I want to bring to the stage is none other than the President and Chief Strategy Officer of the Engineered Innovation Group, Karen Manja. All right, next up, we're just gonna keep it going. I'm really liking that slap bass. From our newest partners at Invest, they are like your personal CFO, helping more of our entrepreneurial leaders build more financial success. Please help me welcome to the stage the COO at Invest, Deepan Mehta. And last but certainly not least, the CEO and co-founder of UniqueMinds.ai, Andrea Bartlett. All right, y'all, thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to talk AI because you are all seeing some really unique things, both startup level and at the enterprise level. Andrea, do you mind sharing a little bit about what you're doing at Unique Minds and also some of your history, too, as it pertains to AI?
No, absolutely. What we're doing at Unique Minds is using large language models and either fine-tuning them or training them specifically for use cases in the healthcare and the pharma space. Our goal is to use large language models to help with better patient outcomes and better patient experience. So those are some of the things that that we're seeing. What's really important is your data, because you cannot use a foundational model just by itself when you're working with in a heavily regulated industry and you're trying to solve patient, for example, patient education problems or social determinants of health, or you're trying to remove friction from the pharma value chain, you have to use data in order to train the models or to fine-tune those models.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Deepin, I got a demo of your product right after our last event at the HiFi, and I was just so impressed by what you were able to build. Do you mind sharing a little bit about that product and some of the things you're seeing with AI?
Yeah, so first of all, I'm Deepin Mehta, I'm the Chief Operating Officer of Invest. Invest is a financial advisory firm here in Indianapolis, and our vision is to help people live the life they want by making money work for them. And what's nice about our mission is that we have these core values that we believe in, and a lot of us, you know, have dreams that are not just inside of our workplace. We have dreams that are outside, and they've given me this opportunity to pursue my dreams while working at Invest. So one of the things that I've been working on is an AI platform. So it's kind of interesting what it is. It's kind of like ChatGPT for your documents, but you guys have all seen that. But it's interesting in the sense that it's separated from ChatGPT, right? So your data is protected. You're able to use your data, but not give it to the model, right? So the protection piece is one of the key things that I'm kind of focused on, as well as like introducing a lot of different models to the platform. So you can use the Gemini Pro, the Llama 70 billion, all these different models. It's called superamplify.com, so you guys can do that as well. And it's really an exciting time to be here. I think there's so much opportunity in companies to leverage this technology while keeping the ethical issues at bay and controlling how your data gets used by other people.
Karen, I was in a CEO group with Jake Miller, the CEO over at EIG, and saw a demo of some of the technology that you're building. At Rally last year, you had this at the booth, sort of an interactive way of communicating with AI that wasn't just like at a prompt. It felt a lot more human. Do you mind sharing a little bit more about what you're building at EIG and some of the things you're seeing across your clients?
Yes, and we think about how to separate the help from the hype when it comes to emerging technology. So at EIG, we help educational institutions and enterprises and entrepreneurs go to market by building and deploying these emerging technologies and SaaS products for and with organizations. And coming into that Rally conference, we were thinking about how to create a wow experience and what could we demonstrate on a floor. You all know how it is. If you've worked in those booths, right? People walk by you. I don't care how good the candy is in the bowl, or they might sneak up, try to steal the candy, run away, but not look at the thing in your booth, right? Have you been there? Have you done this? It's true confessions time. Okay. So we took this idea of a premise that we all feel excited about. What would happen if we could have a four-day work week? Does anybody want a four-day work week? Yeah. So we thought about this concept of what would happen if you could have a digital colleague, a digital twin, a second version of you that could work when you're not working, or automate some of those tasks that are the pesky things that you do after hours and on the weekend. And so our founder and CEO, Jake Miller, spent 5 days building this digital colleague who we named Pete. And what happened is you could walk into the booth and this very human looking guy named Pete was there, and you could ask him questions about our company, about the event, about our founder, about our values, and he would give you answers to your questions. Well, obviously, Pete was a little bit glitchy, and you know, we discovered that it is kind of creepy if, you know, the person doesn't turn side to side and that they never blink. So we took that concept a step further, and now we have sold this concept into several organizations of taking this digital human to supplement experiences. And that could be anything from putting a personal face on some kind of complex application process, becoming your personal banker, becoming a digital city concierge, and it's all driven by AI and Unreal Engine developers and the smart gaming people that give us those 3D experiences with a really smart human-like interface. So we call him Pete, but he's going to debut as a lot of different characters in a lot of different places. So stay tuned. They all have backstories.
I love it. It's really remarkable just to see how much progress has been made. It's kind of like the Will Smith eating pasta video where it's like it goes from beta to like, wow, full-fledged, this is remarkably like a video call with a human. in just months.
Yes, and I'll never forget sitting in front of the CEO of an organization, and we had built this digital human and had taken scripts and information from the CEO, from public announcements, things he had written, media appearances, and then Pete introduced himself and was like, it's so great. I feel like we've known each other for forever, and kind of describes everything using, you know, this real information, and then tells a little bit about the business and how to get engaged. And I mean, the CEO just sat slack-jawed and was like, how do we do this? What can we do with this?
Deepin, one of the things that was kind of struck me is just, this feels like one of those like gold rush type of moments. And obviously there are lots of opportunities for every individual, even if you're not technical, with these kinds of technologies that AI is powering now. How do you all at Invest think about that? And how should we as leaders in the tech community, whether we're technical or non-technical, how do you think about that as it pertains to personal financial wealth?
Yeah, so there's a tremendous opportunity at different companies to basically deploy AI in a way that you're empowering your employees. So if they have 10 things that they do, there could be 7 that they really don't enjoy. And so you could kind of try to automate those 7 things, and then they can be more empowered to do things that they love, right? So what we want to do is, you know, we want to empower our employees. We want to train them. We want to show them the opportunity, because there is that scare, right? People are worried. People are scared about what AI is going to do. It could take their jobs. It could, you know, like, it's a real thing, right? So what we want to do is we want to tell them that, hey, this is an opportunity for you to be in front and center and try to learn what's coming up so you can be equipped and train up. And that, you know, it kind of, it flows with who we are at Invest and how our core values work. We want our people to live the life they want, as well as our clients. So we're kind of tying that whole thing together. So would we do something that wasn't good for them? We wouldn't. So the whole point is to develop and unleash something that's going to help them.
I love that. Andrea, I know, looking at the healthcare space, obviously so many applications of AI, and your previous work at Lilly, I'm sure there are things going on there that you probably can't talk about, but I'm curious what things you're seeing in the healthcare space that are utilizing AI that you're particularly excited about.
Some of the things that are exciting is being able to find molecules sooner by using generative AI. There's other ways that you can use generative AI with RPA. So you're starting to create workflows with RPA, as well as using generative AI and maybe machine learning as well. So it superpowers that, right, those processes, and it allows you to have unsupervised processes to a point. You always want to be responsible with AI, so you want to ensure that there's always human intervention and human governance. But when you start to stack those different technologies together, for example, you could use AI with RPA and generative AI and increase things like the supply chain. Like, you could ensure that counterfeits don't enter the pharma supply chain, as an example. The clinical trial process, it becomes really hard to find enough patients to enter the clinical trial process. But using tools like generative AI and machine learning allows you to find the right patients in the right location for those individual clinical trials. So there's some pretty exciting stuff that you can do.
That's cool. With that. That's really cool. I didn't even think about that. It reminds me of a product I heard about recently that was almost creating like AI versions of focus groups. So yes. Feeding in all of the metadata around individuals and creating focus groups without having to like actually have the people in the room with the bowl of M&Ms, you know, asking the questions, yeah. Wondering if they're getting tired.
Absolutely.
Karen, I know you work with so many different customers. You're working on helping them implement AI. Is there one piece of advice that you find yourself or your team is giving consistently as companies like, you know, we just need to AI this, like, how do we get AI in this thing? What are some of the things that you have heard and are consistently kind of talking to your customers about?
Yes, the top one is discover before you deploy. We are now spending a fair amount of time and have added an entire portfolio of what we call engineered innovation services, specifically to talk with people about what are your hypotheses in this space, what do you believe might be possible with AI, and give us the opportunity to collaborate with you and understand, is the technology there to support your use case? How much time and effort would it take for you to be able to deploy that and realize results? And are you willing to invest that? And in many instances, what we discover is there's some other use cases that might be more beneficial depending on your context. And along those lines, you were talking about the power of data, which I think is so important. We've also discovered it's as important to figure out what data you do not want your model to have access to. Because just because you have a tool that can answer a question, perhaps, or provide some insight, doesn't mean you necessarily want it to in the context of that deployment. So we're spending a lot of time thinking about your idea, what insights we could gain, and then how do we build an implementation plan that will really work. And as I was listening between the healthcare use case and the finance use case and what we're doing with intelligence, I realized that you put together the AI panel of healthy, wealthy, and wise. So well done.
I think it was my subconscious. Or it was probably actually Meg. But that's kind of like, if anything magical happens, it's usually Meg behind the scenes making it happen. So we'll give that one to Meg. I could talk to you all for ages about this. It's been really fun to see some of your responses on the new platform, answering some of the thought leadership that we have coming out around AI. Looking forward to having more discussions with some of you around that and just learning from one another, because I know we're all seeing it from a different angle, from a different vantage point. I would love to dive right into the pitches if you all are ready.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Let's bring it on. Are you all ready? I don't know if they're ready. Are you ready? All right. I think you're ready. Here are some pitches. I am so excited for this next presentation. I had an amazing conversation on the Get In podcast with this entrepreneur not too long ago. I am giving the wrong introduction. This person I know through my connections at IU. He traveled all the way from Chicago. I am a recovering marketer myself, so his product is really, really exciting to me. And when I first got my hands on this product, before ChatGPT was in everyone's hands, this entrepreneur was already building with GoCharlie, and I'm so excited for you to hear the pitch. Please help me welcome the co-founder and COO at GoCharlie, Brennan Woodruff. Oh yeah, we'll get him on the podcast.
Oh, wow. I normally like the pace, so this is going to be interesting to stand in place. Hello, everyone. That's me. I was much lighter in weight before I became a founder. But today I'm here to talk to you about this cute, cuddly puppy that's going to be your team's new favorite teammate. So first of all, a little bit of background about me, won't spend too much time, but I am originally from Evansville, Indiana, born and bred Hoosier, went through the 3-2 MBA program at the Kelley School of Business, went to Chicago to work for KPMG's deal advisory group, jumped over to this crazy place called New York City, and then decided that wasn't crazy enough, took a long Uber X to San Francisco to work for a company you may have heard of called Uber, launched bikes, scooters, flying vehicles, self-driving vehicles, and then helped them IPO. I was like, that's not crazy enough. Let's go to SoftBank's Vision Funds. Invest about $50 billion in capital over a summer. I do not recommend that pace of investing. You can make some very silly decisions at that pace. But decided that wasn't crazy enough. Went to a pre-product, pre-revenue dog AI startup called GoCharlie. And that's what we are here to talk to you about today. But while I'm going through this pitch, I think the question that I want to resonate through your mind is, what would your team do with an extra week per month? Now, I did have some pictures that Charlie generated about cooking with your favorite celebrity, Brad Pitt, cooking Christmas dinner. But I think many people would say sleep, But if you're thinking business, you're thinking that means more outreach, that means more sales, that means more of the things that your team likes to do and less of the things that they don't like. Now, how do we get you that extra week? I think that's the most important question. And the answer to that question coming from me is going to be AI agents. And I don't mean these agents. I mean these agents. But AI agents is such like a foreign concept. It sounds really scary. We think of the Matrix when we think of agents. AI agents is really just a fancy way to say a teammate. Now, why a teammate? Because teammates need onboarding. As you guys were highlighting in the conversation we were just having, you need the data about your company. You need data about how your company makes money. You need data about what your company's goals are, what your team is trying to do. Separately, you need a teammate to know how to use tools. You also need a teammate that can help you move faster with your work, but at times can function autonomously and it will go away and bring something back. Not so different than a dog if any dog owners are in the room. But most importantly, it won't gossip about you and fail you when key deadlines are approaching. Now, that's why we built Charlie. Now, I know some of this text is a little bit small, so let me hit the highlights for you. The first part about Charlie is Charlie has what we call a memory vault. Think about this as a way to store files, information, goals, your product offerings, your company vision, your company mission. With those directives, Charlie now becomes a valuable member of your team that can onboard in minutes instead of weeks. Then we establish what we call the ingest anything engine. This means that Charlie has all the senses that you would normally expect. Charlie can listen, Charlie can read, Charlie can write, Charlie can paint. Charlie can do pretty much anything that you would expect of a teammate, but he can also do web research. He can also web scrape. He can transcribe audio. All of these tools allow you to start from anywhere, including using multiple inputs, multiple links, multiple files. But then that then translates into very complex workflows that Charlie can do. We call this project in a prompt. That means you can do up to 10 to 15 different outputs. So say you're creating ad creative, you can create 15 options all at once. Say you're doing a multi-platform marketing campaign, you can do that all at once. And the best part about Charlie is that he is based on our proprietary large language model called Charlie One. It's a first of its kind uncensored large language model, about 7 billion parameters, which can be both privately or on-prem deployed. But I think it's more fun to think about this week that we're going to save you each month in a more fun way that's workflow specific. So the first one of these examples is just a teammate for RFP responses. So how many times have you had to do an RFP where you're like, well, all the information I need is in this old document. All the answers are in my website. All the answers are in these other places. Well, once you've given Charlie that information, he can just take the file and do the responses all for you in a thoughtful manner. I've seen someone do hundreds of these in a single month with Charlie. We're talking about massive time scale savings. It's pretty crazy. But then maybe you're a proposal-driven business. You work with clients. You're trying to help your clients get to that next level. So we can actually draft RFP proposals for you. This is an example where we just took the website of the consultancy we were working with and the website of the target client, gave them a blended hourly rate. Charlie cranked out three different proposal types for them based upon the services that Charlie thought that they should be offering. Now, another one, we talked a little bit about knowledge management systems. We talked about making that data accessible. Well, any of your workers that are going to work with a teammate want to be able to get answers fast. So using the data that you've already uploaded to the platform, Charlie can answer very complex questions about the information that you've uploaded. So maybe that's helping you respond to the RFP, but maybe it's answering questions about your roadmap for the next 3 months. As long as that information's in the platform, Charlie will be able to get those answers to you in a couple seconds. But then lastly is a personal workflow that was very painful for me. We talked about marketing. When we first started this company, every new product release, I would have to create content for Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, every single platform. I would have to replatform that content, make sure the tonality worked for each platform, and make sure that the messaging was consistent and on brand and on voice. Now I just take a YouTube URL and Charlie does all of it in a single prompt. So that was a week's worth of work for me in the early days. I now do it in 30 seconds. But more importantly, we're not here to talk about like blowing smoke up your butt. Sorry for my language. We're talking about results. On average, our clients are saving close to 20 grand a year just by using Charlie. We're increasing writing output by over 100%. For our services-focused customers, we are increasing clients served by 40%, but the metric I'm most proud of is the 25% reduction in employee churn. It's funny how when you give people a teammate that is there when they need it, how they blossom and how they feel bought into the companies buying into them. So if that sounds like something that interests you, this is a QR code. You guys can scan it, book a meeting. If you prefer a little more analog, you can shoot me an email. I'm a born and bred Hoosier. It is a distinct honor to be here in Indiana talking to you guys after just moving back from San Francisco. So thank you so much for the time, and hope you guys have fun playing with Charlie.
Questions from our advisors?
I have a question.
Oh, go ahead.
Everybody's got questions.
That was bad moderation. Andrea, would you like to go first?
I'll go first. Just a quick question on data privacy and how you determine whether or not you're going to host the model on-prem versus in the cloud. How do you decide that with customers?
Yeah, so we basically go through the process of assessing what makes the most sense per customer. In more regulated industries, they tend to want either on-prem or VPC type offerings. So we have different flavors of our product offering that scale with those needs. So we have a professional tier that's like a single seat offering. Then we have a business tier that's a multi-seat offering. And then we have our highest tier, which is core AI. And that's where we do more of the private deployments of models. So because we have our own model, it's not really going anywhere else. We have about 10 models deployed in the cloud at once, which is pretty crazy. And we have a connective tissue that works together. But it never leaves our warehouse. But for the customers that do need private deployments, we have that flexibility.
Thank you.
Thanks for the question.
So what type of client are you looking for?
Yeah, so if we think about those three flavors, small, medium businesses really are the self-serve, the pro tiers. And then as they scale, add to their team, they tend to float up into that business tier. The business tier is really designed around marketing agencies and brands that have a 5 to 10 person marketing team. The core AI one allows us a little bit more flexibility. So for those, we've addressed retailers that are creating thousands of product descriptions across their entire SKU catalog every single month. All the way to a law firm that wanted to put all their email archives, their regulatory guidance, and make an AI lawyer instead of having to hire a new teammate. So those are kind of the different flavors, but core AI has a little more flexibility built in.
I'm going to keep with your dog analogy. Just like everybody's excited at the beginning to get a dog, who among us hasn't had someone in the household beg for a dog because they promise they will care for it and feed it and love it? So inside of an organization that has Go Charlie, who needs... Where have you discovered it best needs to be cared for, lived, loved, and attended to so that it stays current on correct sources of information and so that it's most useful?
Yeah, so the beautiful part about some of the tools Charlie has is the web research allows him to be current no matter what. So even if the language model hasn't been trained in, say, a quarter, we have the ability to bring in more recency of data, fact-checking of information. We really focused on the marketing beachhead. That's where we started. But what we saw was a lot of the use cases and tooling that we needed to develop in marketing. So knowledge of company, brand voice, customization to the different goals that you have. Not so different from what every other organization is doing. So with that core AI functionality, we started to see if you can get past procurement, they put the data in, they've approved of you, you can now create a horizontal AI platform that creates a bunch of different tooling across the organization. But marketing is really where we've started.
Here for Brendan Woodruff.
Thanks, guys.
That was a great pitch. I am so inspired by that, and it's a really fun tool to play with. So highly recommend checking it out. Brendan is one of our executive members who is on the introductions part of our platform. So this is where AI is actually serving to create more human connections within the PowderKeg platform, facilitating double opt-in introductions, making sure both parties understand what's in it for them, you know, how to connect, taking care of scheduling, calendars, all of that, those kinds of things. So if you want to connect with Brennan, definitely reach out to him, request an intro on the platform. So just wanted to call that out. We've got amazing members all over the country, and they're just in there waiting to connect with you. So I wanted to shout that out because Brennan's in there. A lot of other folks in Chicago as well. All right, our next presenter. Oh, I wanted to give a huge shout out first and foremost to Well Crafted. Val, I saw here a second ago, he might have ducked out. Oh, there's Val. Giving a huge shout out to Val. Val and their team have really helped build out a lot of parts of the PowderKeg platform. A lot of the things you see publicly, like the company profiles, the company collections, their team really worked on that. And so if you need a development partner on things like that, then kind of like come in and work as an integrated part of your team. Highly recommend talking to them. Really awesome group. So thanks, Val. And speaking of part of the team, 16 Tech That's where we're headquartered. Just an amazing part of our community here. We'll have another summit later this year that will be in the Big 16 Tech space. So many great companies over there. Tactiv, another one of our partners, offices out of 16 Tech as well. And so I wanted to give them a huge shout out. We really screwed up tonight. We really tried to do our diligence, but we scheduled this at the same time as a Women in Tech event, which is like the worst thing I could possibly do. I really try to keep our events away from other tech events just because we have such a great community. But they have awesome things going on all the time. And so I highly recommend just checking them out. And if you ever want to grab lunch, we're in the AMP. All right. I started to do this intro earlier. I had an amazing conversation. Loved learning all about this company on the Get In podcast. This next presenter is an amazing entrepreneur, and I am so excited for you to hear all about it. Please help me welcome the founder and CEO of Authentix, Amy Brown.
Thank you. Hi. Hi, everyone. Oh, wow. Nice walk-up music. I like that. Thank you. All right. So, not to put a negative vibe in the mood, but... who all has had a maddening customer experience with customer service? Thank you. Thank you for raising your hands. Now, I want you to keep that customer experience and that interaction with customer service in mind. And I want you to dial it up a notch and imagine that horrific customer experience was happening regarding your healthcare or maybe even worse, the healthcare of your loved one. Well, those experiences happen at an epidemic rate. In fact, I would argue that poor customer service and poor customer experience with healthcare is killing us at a higher rate than the actual health conditions that we may have. And that is really what Authentix is all about. We are an AI company that was founded in 2018, and our goal is really to be a set of AI ears that listen to the billions of customer conversations that flow into healthcare businesses every day. So think about your pharmacy, your health insurance company, your provider, your lab. Those are the types of conversations that are recorded and often ignored, stored and ignored, right? And so what Authentix does is we listen using AI ears to the themes, the signals, to really help healthcare leaders start to make a true impact and a change in the administrative experience that surrounds our clinical experience as healthcare consumers. So we are a SaaS platform that ingests chats, emails, recorded phone calls into our platform. We listen and we learn using AI that's been specifically trained on healthcare data. And then, of course, insights are only as good as the action that is able to be made from those insights. And so we have workflows and tools that allow leaders to do something about what's happening in their customer conversation data. When I started this company in 2018, I quit my job and I started this company. I had this idea based on my background of working in healthcare and operations, and I had no idea that ChatGPT would be a thing. I had no idea about conversational AI. I just had this conviction that something needed to happen. And so, hey, really cool that 5 years into it, it's a thing and the market is really open to that. Why healthcare? I've been asked many times, why are you only focused in healthcare, Amy? Why don't you spread this into all kinds of industries? And the answer is because look at our healthcare system. Compared to the 10 wealthiest countries in the world, the United States performs dead last in health outcomes, health equity, health access, and administrative efficiency. And guess where the keys to the kingdom lie in how to fix the administrative efficiency side of things. It's in the conversation data that's flowing through those contact centers. We have three key modules that have AI, proprietary AI models that help identify issues in these conversations. So compliance, operations, and voice of customer. This just tells you a little bit about our traction. When we started the business, I bootstrapped. It was me, myself, and I, a car, and a laptop. And after about 19 months, I started learning what the heck fundraising meant. And then we went right into our seed round, our A round, and our B round. And our revenue has kept up and grown about every 12 months. We've doubled. I feel incredibly fortunate to be into some of the biggest brands in healthcare in the world. And these brands trust us to be their ears, listening for what's really happening in their customer conversation data. We're a land and expand model, which means we typically start fairly small and narrow with a particular brand or product line, and then we grow. This is a client that started at under $100,000 in an annual contract and grew to today is a $3 million annual contract for us. I feel so fortunate to have started a company in Indianapolis. I am a non-traditional tech founder. My background, my education is social work. My background is in business. And in 2018, when I decided to quit my job and start a tech company, I had never done that before, and I don't have a technical background. But it's the resources like PowderKeg and TechPoint and others that have given me the support, the confidence that I needed to generate the idea and to foster the idea. And then it's been angel investors and support companies like Innovate Map and Elevate that have allowed me to actually fulfill the dream and get the funding needed. So I feel really grateful to be on this journey. It doesn't get any easier at this stage. It just changes. And I appreciate your time and listening tonight. Thank you.
Good job, Amy. That was awesome. Let's start on this end. Karen, do you mind going first?
It's a two-part question related to teams. First and foremost, we all know great companies are built with great teams, and you have a very important team member here today being a timekeeper.
Yes. Stella Boyle is my fourth child, age nearly 10, and this is her first time seeing her mom pitch. So, yes, she's a good team member here.
How'd she do, Stella? Did she make you proud? Yeah, it's okay to go to fourth grade tomorrow. You're not embarrassed. That's cool. Other question. In looking at the capabilities that you've built, which are absolutely amazing, to what degree do you do now or foresee in the future being able to do some live in-call coaching, right? The call comes in, someone can't answer the question. It's a big source of frustration for a call center agent. It drives people who track metrics in that space crazy. What capacity or capability do you have in that space, or what are you building?
Yes, it's already here, and we do have live agent coaching notes, generative AI notes that come to the agent and let them know, like, hey, here's what we heard in this call. Here's what you might want to think about. Here's a strength that you demonstrated in this call. The really cool thing about listening AI is you can listen for all the things, including the good, right? And that's a really important component of AI adoption in our clients, is not just making it a force for like monitoring and finding things that are wrong, but also finding things that are right. And so, yes, that real-time agent coaching is there. That said, I just want to say, being a call center agent, I don't know if anybody in this room has ever been one, but it is the hardest job in the world. And I think leaders think that the power of improving the customer experience is only, you know, borne by the agent who's taking that call. And the reality is 80% of the problems that we identify in the 250 million conversations we ingested last year, 80% of those are problems that the leadership team created with their processes and technology. And so we often are focused on elevating that role of the agent and helping leaders see that they're part of the problem too.
So I think you have a very powerful vision where you're trying to improve client service for, you know, one of the most painful processes that everyone goes through. Where do you see this going in terms of a future target? Like, are you seeing the actual autonomous sort of service, or where that agent is no longer there, it's something happening automatically, or are you just going to reiterate improving that service that agent provides? Like, are you seeing this as a completely autonomous solution?
Yeah, I mean, there certainly are a lot of capabilities that are evolving every month to do autonomous, be a virtual agent and solve some of the problems. I think in healthcare, that challenge is much bigger because of the regulatory nature of the conversation data and also the vulnerability of the people that are bringing their issues, right? And so the question I have for the industry is, like, do you want to go virtual, or is there a reason, like a value-added reason, why you would actually keep a human involved in this? Because it just matters that much. And how do you use AI to help elevate, improve that human's ability to serve, right? And I definitely think there's a lot to be discussed and decided and discerned. And when we're talking to healthcare buyers, buyers of AI in healthcare, we're often helping them sort through, like, what business decisions do you want to make about using AI and where to hold back on using AI, or where to use it to replace and where to use it to supplement, right? These are all really important questions.
Amy, talk to us about your team and the expertise that your team needs to balance the technical versus the human impact.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that was really important to me, and this was, again, like before I didn't know what I was doing in building AI. But I hired a CTO and I said, we said we need to build AI to actually listen at scale. You can't hire humans to listen to 250 million conversations. And he said, well, if you want to build high quality AI, Amy, then we need to hire people who understand what's being said. And I said, oh, you mean like people who speak English, understand English and listening to the conversations? He said, no, you need to hire counselors and social workers and nurses who don't just understand the spoken word, but understand what's happening in these conversations. And those are the people that should be tagging and labeling the problems that you want AI to go identify and solve. And so it was a huge investment we made way back in 2018. And we did that out of kind of a sense of responsibility then, before AI responsibility was a thing, and it has paid off. And I think having a blend in our business of healthcare experts along with machine learning engineers and data scientists has been the right mix of talent for our team.
Let's hear it for Amy Brown.
That was incredible. I am so grateful for these conversations. Let's give our panelists a huge round of applause. Thank you all. You are free to go. You are free of the stage. I am so excited with what everyone is building. Deepin at Invest, of course, what Andrea is doing at Unique Minds, and then, of course, Karen at EIG. Please make sure you follow these companies and follow these amazing people and what they're building. Because they're truly on the cutting edge. We are going to be doing some big partnerships with Invest coming up here, actually in April. They are an amazing group of humans working, helping people, as Deepin shared, build more wealth. And one of the things that they do is they help entrepreneurs implement EOS, Entrepreneurial Operating System. And so we're going to be doing something in April for our founders and CEOs. So I just wanted to give a heads up on that. Keep an eye out for a note and an invite. And thank you to our friends at Invest for doing that. Yeah, you go ahead and raise your hands, folks, if people would like to talk to you. They're right there. And then, of course, Deepin will be out in just a moment, too. All right, cool. The company that you just saw is an award-winning company, top 100 tech company. Several years in a row, Authentix has won the health tech top 100. Our friends at Tactive are the amazing company that help us produce those awards. Anytime you are wearing a Powder Cake hat or a Powder Cake t-shirt, our amazing friends at Tactive are doing that tactile marketing. And we actually have some welcome kits that we are sending to the people who have onboarded onto the new platform very soon. So thank you, everyone who's engaged, dropped in, started having conversations, did your welcome video, of course. So thank you to Tacta for making that possible. They truly make remarkable experiences with tactile marketing. Raise your hands if people want to talk to you. Awesome. right there. Spin the wheel. Yes, they are really cool. I can confirm they are really cool. The digital community is thriving right now. I just want to encourage you to go in and check it early and often. We have amazing companies in there. I mentioned previously One Cause, amazing nonprofit tech company. Make sure you check them out over here. They have amazing team members. Go ahead and raise your hand, One Causers. We love working with them, and they're just doing amazing things to empower nonprofits literally all over the world. So definitely talk to them about the new technology that they've been rolling out and some of the new programs, their amazing annual conference that they do. And then CXology. I don't know if I saw Tim here. Oh yeah, there he is. Hey, make sure you talk to CXology. I always learn something every time I grab a beer with Tim and talk about literally how do you serve your customers better. Tim ran customer success at some of the biggest tech companies out there. His team has built this amazing online community of CX leaders. And so we all have CX folks on our team. So if you want them to be the very best at what they do, there's an amazing community of awesome CX folks that Tim has built at CXology. So please check that out and talk to Tim. All right. I'm really excited about this next presentation. If anyone has seen TOEFF present before, you know you're in for a treat. And also, anything that is said up here is that person's opinions and perspectives. I'm so excited. This is going to be really fun. Elevate Ventures has been an awesome partner. They invested in us early. They've supported us in our fundraise to help build out this community, build this platform, go national. They've invested in more than 500 companies, some of the ones that you saw here tonight. Please help me welcome to the stage our next presenter, the CEO at Elevate Ventures, Christopher TOEFF Day.
All right, how we doing? We're going to bring it home. I got 5 minutes, but Matt said I can stretch it to 6 minutes. It's great to see everybody tonight. I think what we learned tonight is we shouldn't be fearful of AI taking our jobs. If we don't embrace it, it will take your job, and worse yet, your company. So I'm going to hit this from the macro level. We're going to talk about Indiana at the macro level. We're going to talk about VC and the changes that are coming, and they're coming fast, how Elevate's responding to those. And then we're going to cap it off with what else other than the innovation capital of the world. Right, Kevin? All right. So with that, let's get started. It's not clicking. There we go. Oh, there we go. All right. So we probably all heard that Google announced an $845 million data center up in Fort Wayne. Right? Everybody hear about that? We probably also heard about the data center that Meta announced in Jeffersonville, $800 million. And the way I think about these announcements, there are some people that think these aren't relevant because they don't create a bunch of high-paying jobs. They're not creating tens of thousands of high-paying jobs. I think about these a little bit different. I think about these as keystones in the foundation for us to become the innovation capital of the world, right? As big tech wakes up and understands that we have really smart people here in Indiana, it's a great place to do business, to start your business or expand your business. That's the real story behind these. We've also had three major hubs approved that are federal hubs, biotech, chips, and hydrogen. These are going to be bringing in hundreds of millions of dollars, of federal dollars, to the state of Indiana over the coming months and the coming years. So I think we should think about these data centers just a little bit different. Back in 1979, you might remember some people got together and said, what could Indiana be someday, right? And they chose this theme of sports. And maybe tonight we raise our sights a little higher. Whoever owns quantum computing will own the world. So tonight, why can't we decide that maybe Indiana could indeed be the quantum computing capital of the world? We have the expertise to do it. It's within a 200-mile radius of where we stand tonight. All right, let's move to VC, the state of VC. I've got good news and I got bad news. That is, entrepreneurship is going to get even more exciting and more exhilarating, but you're going to have to run faster on that gerbil wheel than you've ever run before. Here's what I mean by that. So about 30 years ago, some of the first public trades were done using automated data-driven algorithms. Fast forward 30 years, and over 75% of public trades are executed using automated data-driven algorithms. It is predicted from this moment right now that in 5 years, 75% of VCs will be using AI or automated data-driven algorithms to make decisions. To make decisions on sourcing, to make decisions on vetting, on diligence, on unit economics, on financial modeling, financial forecasting, legal hygiene. The list goes on. So those VCs that you never hear back from today after you poured your blood, sweat, and tears into a presentation, you got ready, you changed that deck for the 645th time to prepare for that meeting, you go in there and they never call you back, you won't even get that meeting in the future if you don't embrace AI, because they're going to be running your information, your website, your decks, et cetera, against a whole set of data points before you even get the chance to have that talk. So it is critical. That's what I meant when I kicked it off by, if we don't embrace AI right now, it will take our company. Now, there's help on the way. So this is the year of manifestation at Elevate Ventures. Within 60 days when I walked in the door at Elevate, we started an entire process to modernize the organization. And we're now going to start to roll that out this year. There's going to be three phases of manifestation. Phase one is going to be a digital manifestation. Phase two is going to be a physical manifestation. And phase three is going to be a data-driven manifestation. So starting here in Q2, little sneak peek. You notice the color is different. Orange is gone. Green, money, cash money. So the digital manifestation is going to be the entire website's getting blown up. Entire thing top to bottom, how we talk about ourselves, how we serve the market. Who's our hero? Who wants to guess who our hero is? The founder. I heard founder and entrepreneur out there. Hoosiers too. The founder is our hero. We want every single founder in Indiana to be a billionaire. That's how we think every day when we wake up, is what can we do to provide value? So we're going to show people how to engage more efficiently. We're going to talk about cross-sector. We're going to talk about stages, what founders should be thinking about, what we're thinking about, what VCs are thinking about, what resources there are. Download these templates. Use these things. Leverage these things. Post-investment value. We brought a talent resource in-house. What's one of the most critical things we need? Talent, right? Listen to Amy talk about how she brought in a different type of talent to solve problems. So all of that things we want to bring to bear. That will start to roll out in Q2. Q3 will be physical manifestation. We're at a beautiful, I don't know if anybody's been to our office. We have a beautiful office at 91st and Meridian. Class A+ space. Sorry, that was supposed to be a little funny. We are going to move downtown. We're going to move into some sexy space. And it's all about intentional connectivity statewide. Right here in the Mile Square is going to be our new office. We'll talk about the official location here soon. But we're really excited about that. And we're going to have some additional space to really engage the partner network for founders throughout the state of Indiana. Phase three. So we started about 60 days after I walked in. We have 2 terabytes of data on over 600 companies and thousands of rounds. And those rounds include debt, they include equity, they include growth, they include down rounds, they include bridge rounds. This is a massive project. We hired somebody full time to start unwinding that data and get that data structured. We will have phase one of that complete towards the end of this year. And that's when we will start to be able to roll out and leverage that for our portcos, for companies that come in to pitch, for post-investment value add, all of those types of things. So 2024 is the year of Elevate Manifestation 3.0, digital, physical, data-driven, and it's all meant to serve you, the entrepreneur, more efficiently. And then, of course, to round it all off, I'm sporting the 2024 version of Rally Shoes. We are, as a state, look at this. We got a Rally shirt in the front row. I love it. If we are going to become the innovation capital of the world, if we are going to think about being the quantum computing capital of the world, if we are going to attract these brilliant students that are sitting in dorm rooms and apartments and fraternities and sororities and where else they live, the 80,000 of them that converge on the state of Indiana every single year, if we are going to retain and attract more of that talent, we must think bigger starting now, Rally is not my event. It is not Elevate's event. It is your event. It is the largest cross-sector innovation in the conference. Get involved. Tickets will never be cheaper every year, by the way. We start off at $99. 500 people bought them from $99. Tonight, there are $299 maybe. They're going to go all the way to $1,000. Buy those tickets soon. If you want to get involved, go to the website. We just launched the $5 million pitch competition today. It's one of the largest in the world. The pitch competition we had last year, there are three are funded, and a fourth, I think, is going to get funded. All those companies are establishing a significant presence in the state of Indiana. Why? Because you guys rock. That's why. So last year, 15 countries, 39 states, 5 Canadian provinces, over 3,000 people, over 21,000 collisions or meetings that we could track. Those are only the ones we could track. Over 21,000 happened in just 2.5 days. So with that, let's get ready for Rally 2024. Thank you.
Awesome. Y'all are awesome. We're going to turn things over to some open networking again in just a second. I did want to give a shout out to just a couple other companies. One, Advise, I saw Brian Millis in here milling about somewhere. He might be out of the room right now. But Brian is amazing. Advise has been partners with us for years. They do amazing leadership coaching and training. Highly recommend talking to them. They've worked with ExactTarget, Lessonly, all kinds of tech company, Powder Keg. We really enjoy working with them. So wanted to give a shout out to Advisa. And also on the human side of things, Taft. I know we talked a little bit about AI and, you know, how to digitize things in the legal space. But at the end of the day, people do business with people. And the people we've been doing business with in the legal space are Taft. They're fantastic. They're very founder friendly. Can't recommend them enough. In-person summits. We've got a couple big events coming up. For our executive members. In April, we'll have a Founders Happy Hour we'll be announcing here. And then on May 9th, we are partnering up to bring you a summit at a venue you probably have not been to. It's called 416 Wabash. It is crazy. It got shut down when the Super Bowl came to Indianapolis because the parties were too crazy. And we're about to bring that trend back on May 9th. We're going to party like it's 2012? We're going to party like it's 2012. We're going to have a big bash there. More details to come, but I wanted to at least get it on your radar, get it on your calendar. And I'm going to back up a second because I did want to give a huge shout out to the food that is so delicious and is in the back. Nam provided all of that. The owner of Nam also owns this venue, so we're going to be doing some pretty special things there that evening as well. So I wanted to give them a huge shout out. And if you haven't tried some of those appetizers like Josh is doing right now, I highly recommend it. Wanted to give a shout out to the team, Meg, Nate, Derek. None of you have ever met Derek because he's in the Philippines, but he's been with the team longer than anyone else on the Powder Keg team. Meg has been with the team for 6 years. Nate has been with the team for 3+ years. These folks are the ones that actually make stuff happen. So I'm just the face tonight. So if you see them out here, please say thanks to them when you do. And thank you to all of you. Super grateful for you to be here. We still have the space for another hour or so. So let's grab a beer. Let's grab some delicious food. We'll turn on the tunes and have some fun. Thanks for being here, y'all.